I'm really hoping folks get a chance to visit the webpage I put up for the Rainbow Children. It hosts not only the text and the audio of the Rainbow Children itself, but also songs I consider augment the strategy, the argument in for us, the political argument in the Rainbow Children, as well as the interview excerpts that I had shared earlier. I tried to have in this site the audio and text that could help us get the full benefit of this work, which, as I've said before, is all the more critical for us, because I don't know anyone but Prince who has assessed the complete challenge before us, who dealt with and thought about it for 35 years, and in fact started out already, as I said, he's incredibly precocious in terms of strategy, which is why he got targeted. He's right off the, right from the get-go, Prince had his finger on the strategy we need, just as we've been discussing, using the quote from Emily Dickinson, to fill a gap, you gotta insert what caused it. And as we've been learning from many folk, but principally Alice Miller, the gap is our souls, is ourselves, our authentic, original selves, which class suppresses and, in far too many of us, pushes it such that it has been almost impossible to re-access, and we have to help each other with this challenge. So if you visited the Rainbow Children page, you also found a conversation that my son and I had this week, and I posted it in 7 segments, and I'd like to share some of the key points from it now. We discussed the fact that globally, the coerced work system can no longer deliver the jobs. And the coerced work system is a much more potent conditioner of our thinking than the family system, which means that our earth-given thought process reasserts itself in those formerly subsumed in the job. And we said that no one but Prince acknowledges the key psychic dilemma of class, that our bodies are not our own. I mean, this is so incredibly obvious that it's quite dismaying to realize how many decades it took me to get back to where Prince began. And I think that's true for most of us. The conditioning is so thick to accept this forfeiture of our uniqueness that we turn ourselves, our bodies, over to a system. Only is possible by conditioning parents to do the job for the state. As Bentham said, that the parents are made the deputies of the state. Our bodies literally are commandeered when we hit this system. The moment we're born, we are told what to speak, what is and isn't allowed. This is what I mean by a system based on force. Prince, and only Prince, says this is wrong. Tells young people, you are right to not fit into this mess, and you need to trust your inherent freedom. That is guiding you true. A global system of states managing their populations, there in quotes, will keep us forever like children. So the question is, do we want to remain like children, or do we want to be in charge of our own lives? And once that thought has been introduced to our minds, it is impossible to read the quote unquote, the newspapers without using that fresh lens, those fresh eyes, and realizing the assumption that we must be managed runs through everything we are told is what's happening today, i.e. there is no alternative. That's what they want us to think. That's the strategy that both Plato and then later More recently, Bentham reiterated for the power guys, and they have religiously adhered to it. Do we want to be in charge of our own lives? My son asked, so what do we, how do we relate to very small children if we don't want to be the deputy of the state? And I suggested that we give children and ourselves, this was one of the things that struck me in the course of the conversation. I always learn things in conversations that I didn't anticipate, which is why all of us need to start doing, because it accelerates our thought process exponentially. What I was able to see that I didn't see prior to this is that what I was saying for the children is exactly the truth for us as well. We need safe spaces for adults, safe spaces to play without coercion and force, to create the play that allows us to express what's bothering us. It's that simple, truly. We have not been allowed to discuss altogether what's bothering us, which is a lifetime of sadness, fear, and anxiety because we aren't allowed to talk about it. That is the result of being born into a system based on force if we aren't discussing it. We are born free, and it's really important that we validate for each other that freedom is the truth, that we are free by nature, that the coercion we are experiencing and seeing around us is not right. Fear and anxiety without authentic explanation of them becomes an irresolvable problem beyond which thought can't grow. That's another important discussion for us to have. Our thought process is stunted under class, and we are here to grow continuously. Overcoming the false divisions, which has prevented us from all coming together and discussing what truly bothers us, is key. Once we all come together to discuss the things that are the deep causes of our trouble, of our psychic dilemma, we discover that we all want the same things. We all want more time. We all want to know each other. We don't want to be conditioned to be suspicious of each other. We want to be able to love each other. We want our love to grow. We all feel forced. We all feel bored. We all feel that huge aspects of ourselves are not allowed to be in this system. We don't want to go to our graves not having used our full gifts, most especially our love. We want our love to grow, and it cannot grow under conditions of manufactured scarcity and divisions between us. We want a world in which love is what we give our allegiance to, as Prince has been saying for over 35 years, which is why he got murdered and tortured for those 35 years. Why he was murdered. We've been stuck in the mental frames of power. So we have to talk about definitions. Begin creating a different frame. We've been taught power's definitions of words like freedom and sexuality. Sexuality for Prince was not distinguishable from his soul, his self. He was a whole being. We can't talk about sexuality in Prince's sense unless we talk about the whole human being. There wasn't a moment he wasn't a sexual being, and we're conditioned to compartmentalize our lives because that conditioning keeps us a slave. Everything about a system of control is simultaneously about compartmentalization. That is key to controlling us. Separating us from our bodies, separating us from our souls, separating us from our minds, from each other, from the earth. Prince is a consistently whole person, and that is what each of us aspires to be if we want to be free, and we want to be free.